I'm going to tell you, it's a fearful thing to be up here in this spot.
Amen.
I pray that I never make a mistake of saying the wrong words or doing the wrong things. In Brunswick, in our home down there, I had a deck I would get on, I'd practice before I went to church. And there was a big live oak tree. It scattered out about 100 feet on either way around. And I sat there watching the oak tree, and squirrels would be in it. One morning I was there, and there was always a red-tailed hawk in the backyard. I'd listen, and you could hear that red-tailed hawk, and all of a sudden the squirrels just go to scattering. This morning I was there, and I heard the red-tailed hawk, and the squirrels were just sitting there. And I heard him holler again, and I looked up, and the squirrel's just sitting there, and I look up, and there's a mockingbird making this noise. Those squirrels knew that that was not a red-tailed hawk because they knew what one sounded like. The Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." When the Secret Service practice on counterfeit bills, the way they practice, where they know what a counterfeit bill is, they don't get nothing but real bills they look at. Right. They don't look at the counterfeit bills, they look at the real money.
Right.
And when it's a fake, they know it automatically.
Right.
We as Christians need to know the same thing. We need to read the Word of God daily.
Yes,
we need to know what the Word of God tells us. And when a preacher or somebody tells the wrong, we need to know.
Amen.
The Lord truly will bless you if you read His Word, if you keep in His Word. My son was of another faith, and that day that I did, I prayed that God would bring me a message. That was his message. False teachers, we need to look out for them. They're amongst all of us.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, there's false teachers. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just humbly come to you, Lord, best we know how. We thank you for this little meeting that we've had these few days and the fellowship that we've had with these brothers and sisters, making new friends and fellowshipping with people that we've known from years and years. Father, bless these two men that's coming forth. Let them rightly divide thy word. Father, just let the word flow freely and let us hear them and put them in our heart and stay. Father God, just let us live it day in, day out, seeking thee, seeking Christ in everything we do. In the sweet name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen.